Das hier darf man sagen im Polnisch. Moi Rebbe Rabbi Yisai. Steht in Posseg, wo Yoyshev Pesach Oihel Kechoyim Hayoyim. Wo Yoyshev Pesach Oihel Kechoyim Hayoyim. Says Rashi, Alasar, Yoshav Ksiv, Bikesh Lamoid, Omoloy HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Shave, you sit. V'ani e'emoid, and me, Boyle Yoylem, I shall stand. V'ato simin levanecho, and you shall be a simin for your children and future generations, in the beginning of Maisa Ove Simon Lebonim, Ani Lehisya, Che'osid Ani Lehisyatev, Ba'adas HaDayonim. I shall stand when the Dayonim are Yoishvin, Shenemar, Hashem Elikim Nitzot Ba'adas Keo. This is Rashi. Is Rav Yeruchim the Mashgiach from the Mir, says as follows, V'hoiros Yeshiva Ba'amido Yeshnam Kama Biyurim, Akoponim Hagosh Ose Inyan Hi, Sho'oimed Hu Atoli V'tzorich Li'yoshev. The Agdoras Adover is, the individual who is standing is Tolui, needs that individual who is sitting. And therefore, the statement of Rashi is cataclysmic for Muzogun. It's tremendous. Boirei Oilem Kaviyochel, Lent Amir Mashgiach, needs the Klal Yisroel. Therefore, he is the Oimed. Bikesh lamoid, nein, v'gila kodesh bochus adraba, ha'dova hu lehepich, shov v'ani e'emoid, ki ani hutzrich ha'tzorich l'cho, u'becho ha'koil tolui. And then Rabbi Yeruchim brings the posik to new ois le'loikim, which means that we, kaviyochu, give koyach zum b'yre'yoylom in whatever he is involved in. Tnu oiz re'elokim. Shekein rotze ve'kein kovach kodesh bochul babriya. Shel kol oylom esel yoynim. Yu oymdim utluyim davke ve'davke boil matachlu. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is manhig. His anhog in the world is based upon the Klal Yisrael. So this is Rav Yeruchim Z'Yisoy Pshat Nashi. Rav Chaim Voloshiner doesn't take his cue from Rav Yeruchim, but he goes with the same mahalach, and he says, he brings the medrash and shir hashirim kedugme, the posik, kususosi berich bei paroi, just like the susim, they were the ones who directed where to go into the yamsuf, while the usually the fellow who's riding on top of the sus provides the directions. Here was not that way. Says Rav Chaim Voloshin, that we are kaviyochu like the susim that direct by the oilam, that directed the riders on top of the susim. So too are we the ones who direct by the oilam's hanhog in the veld. Just to hear a few words from Chaim Voloshin. Ha'odom, and he learns this is going on. Ha'odom ha'makabal atzmoy ola teira. Needless to say, Ha'odom ha'makabal atzmoy ola teira. Hu nelo mi al kol inyone zeh ha'oilom. That's alein is gevaldik. Hu nelo, he is more choshev than kol inyone zeh ha'oilom. Umoshgach mito yizborach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes his directions from him. Hashkoche protis lemaile mayeros koychoy sativim v'mazolis kulam. As we shall soon see and elaborate on, the ish haloy meitere is me'al hateva, power of the natural order. Kivon shu dovek beteire, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamish kaviyochu miskadesh b'kedusha al'yoyne shel Torah k'doshe shaloy. But the oyon gets his kedusha from him. Shilamaile le'inoruch v'koylomis v'hi anesenes hachius v'akim l'kulam l'chol koychoy sativim. Arey. And he brings the posik. The by the oilam zogt Yishmoel bni borcheni. As by the oilam bet fun Yishmoel, give me a broche. Chaim Voloshiner says this is in Nefesh Chaim. In Ruach Chaim he says Dama Shomaylem Cho. He says let's put a musical intonation over here. Da Masha Melamaylo. Sik mimcho. Everything that emanates from Bnei Olam and Shemayim comes from our actions here in this world. Those of Chaim Volozhin, Rav Shach, without referring to the Rav Chaim Volozhin, he brought a medrash also, which shows us this yisoid. State in medrash, a medrash in Shmois Chavo, a state azay, Umoisha olo el holekim, ze koidem matan teire. Achem matan teire, vosuli migdos, vashachanti besoichem. I shall come to you. Is we see this dichotomy as Teira Gdoisha is the efficacy of Teira Gdoisha is of such that it provides the individual to rise above the natural order. We shall soon see that is the natural order for the individuals learning Teira. There's a famous Arachaim HaKadosh, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, in Seif B'Shalach. And this Arachaim HaKadosh articulates Mefurish these sentiments of Rav Shach and Rav Chaim Volozhin and Rav Yeruchim v'chulu. He asks a kasha. We see that by Pinchas ben Yoyah have a ko'ozel opinion shvuyah the Gemara b'sich t'chul and davzayin and he split the nahar, the riverbed, three times. And the third time that he split it was l'tzayrich an arabigo for an Arab. So, frek the Arachaim HaKadosh chvashtein is the ganzi yisoid of unter der Amune Yitzis Mitzrayim, which culminates with Kriyas Yamsuf. And here we see that Pinchas Ben Yoye, Otegetomet Aflik, he did it in a, Muzoktoch, on passon, gonished, on came, Vanarabe he did it. And here the Kriyas Yamsuf shayed Medroshim for 600,000 Yidin, Velech Velech Zuch, Machana Kriyas Yamsuf. Anything less than that, Mashmois, he wouldn't have done. It would not have been a Kriyas Yamsuf. Thus, frek the Orechaim HaKodosh. And we see how this dovetails into the side of these gedoyle haruach of generations past, Chaim Volozhin and Rabbi Yeruchim, Mochana Rav Shach, he says, Sposhit, das ist far matan teire, and das ist noch matan teire. Boifin, that the Kriyas Yamsuf took place prior to matan teire, then there was not, the Bechina did not exist yet of Tnuois Lelekim, which takes its energy from Limanat teire, from Amehus Peteire. Masha'in Kain, Pinchas Ben Yoye, his actions were post Maimed Har Sinai, post Nisina Sateira, so Mele after Nisina Sateira, Melon Dechakoyach. So therefore, if we shall understand the Arachaim HaKadosh, which we're soon going to see, that we have a whole different Mahalacha, that it's a vort of prior to Matan Teira and Noch Matan Teira. Agav, Miken Zogin, my not terrors of some of the Pasha Shaila, Alaf Hagin the Kasha, that Pinchas Ben Yoyer, his behemois did not even eat from Enema Usa. And it's brought down in Lech Lecha that Avram Avinu's behemois was a mumin. He muzzled them, he covered their mouth, they should not eat Menagezel. It's a headless tutsachto. Avram Avinu begin Maisa the Gornish Getracht. No, and not even Gezel, also, Edav Sechton Epesazach. And what did he do? He covered the mouths of the behemoths. Pinchas Ben Yoyer was so choshev, as Nishno have said, Nishkesem from Gezel. Nishkesem from Maisa Oiche Nisht. It's the Chura, Loit, what we're saying is golden the belt. Avom Avinu was prior to Matan Teire. Prior to Matan Teire, the Koyach to go, Me'ala Teva, did not exist unless it was ordained by Bayre Yoylam. Out of necessity, and there was no need for it with Avram Avinu. Masha'en came. Pinchas Ben Yoyer is golden of eld. Pinchas Ben Yoyer was post Matan Teira. This is the Mahalach of the Arachaim HaKadosh, the Mahalach of Rav Shach, Mahalach of Rabbi Yeruchim, and of Rabbi Chodach Gefunin, and Neigedike, Leshem Shvoi Vachlomo. The Leshem was the Zayde from Rav Yashav Zechon Levrochim. A grace of a kubul, but eschreib the chamol zachen in a vein, he'll write things that are not al pi kabbalah. And he asks a question. He does not refer to the Arachaim HaKadosh. He does not refer to the Rav Chaim Volozhin in the Nefesh HaChayim. He asks a question. I don't understand. The Torah makes a big deal over Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Torah in Nevi'im makes a big deal of Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah, that they went into the Kivshon Eish. Now that took place when Noch Matan Teira. Chvashteinisht. He hasn't referred to Arachaim HaKadosh, but he asks, what's the difference? And we know that Daniel, Etzach HaRein Getanz, he jumped into the Goyva Royos. And we make a big deal over it. It's brought down in Novi. So, we have a Shaila, Rabbi Yisai. These Nisim took place post Matan Teichet. If we shall understand the Orachaim HaKadosh Kepshutoi, then there should not be any Tchaskerai. There shouldn't be a Tumul Bechlal over those Nisim. I mean to say, there are Noch Matan Teichet. Noch Matan Teichet. It's the natural order, as a mensch who's an omel b'teire can defy the natural order and rise above it. If so, the leshem shvoy b'achloma, I don't understand. He brings right the noch shailis. What time do I have until? Until what time should I speak? Until what time is it? He loses his entire equilibrium.
Experience
Darshan
know
what's step. Okay. We find that Marukva v'ishtoi digmorim sichtik subis nichnesu letaner midaiton, and there's absolutely chutz digmor says it in passing. For a Zaita Gesiba, for a side reason, not to embarrass somebody else, that's always why it's brought down in the Gemara. I mean to say, why is that different than Hananya Mishov Azariah Shenich Nisul Tech Kivshanesh? And yet, Hananya Mishov Azariah is the Hakarish Tumul. And Marukve is Golnish Dor. Dos Frek Delesha. He asks another Kasha. He says, as we find the Gemara in Brochus brings a Chanin Ben Doise. Put his foot into the hole where the Ahoid was. And we're there, and it was not Shailat. The Sam was not Shailat on him. So why is it? And brought down for a Zaitig reason. Because he wanted, there should not be any rain, whatever might be. Or no, he wanted to get rid of the Ahoid. But it's not a Mazik. But it's not brought down to talk about the Nisim. So Rabbi Yisai, Chek the Leshem, Vos the Chilik. Between Hananya, Mishol, Vazaria, the chil between Daniel, Beguv Ha'Royos, and all the Nisim of Saif Mesich the Tainus, Mishoim, Shemen Yudlak, Choymet Yudlak, all the Nisim. And there is no problem with the Nisim over there. This past Haftarah, we have with Chis HaMesim, the Novi made Chis HaMesim, Pim Val Pim Yad Al Yad, the Gans, Sogas Adelus Badoi. Und ich mache mir sagt mir gilla dav zayn kom hobe we shochl ob zeigen noch gemacht hat gisa mesem. One even says everybody who's brought down in the gemorge is because of mein mesem sei. Dort der novi macht da ganze tummel wegen dos. Und ich mache mir schon wieder a novi bitten und kom hobe und hobe gisa mesem ob zeigen. Sag gut der kasse. Agav, I must tell you about Yisai. Years ago, I heard from Ashes Rav Arya Levin. I'm telling you, I'm telling you from a lady. You'll appreciate this. In the Chumashim, it says, right before the Tchias HaMesim, when she went to Ish Lekim, it says she went to Ish Lekim, Kam Masayimim HaSfardim. You know, now it's getting good. Now it's, when you read about they live happily ever after, it's Tchias HaMesim. Stop! Don't! The child's dead. Don't read about the Tchias HaMesim. Kam Masayimim HaSfardim. Vos. Come on, I mean, now it gets besimchadig. Now we can get him getting us in the chond, but my vesha has been at chis amazing. No, nothing about it. The kid's dead, and she wanted initially kid stop, that's it, so long. What kind of killjoy are they? Go weiter. Shlomo is a good kasha. Zog Eishes Rav Arya Levin, the shvige von Moran Hagoin, Rav Yashav Zechoin, Rav Zechat Zav Gosh Vavroch. Vor Nefloin. She said, the problem is ours. The Chidor writes, Eitz lachenu b'nei asfardim. The amuna pshute is azoi poshut, as megeter ish lekim, alts v'zayim good. It's gonna be good. Us Ashkenazim, we have a problem. We have a game like that. The Chidor says, achenu b'nei sforad, adayin v'royim v'hem. It's amuna pshute, amuna t'mime. It's a no-brainer. It's a given. As vivait the gates initially came, they'll definitely be it'll be besudar. So I wanted to add to this piece. Now it's very geschmack. It's a pshat. He had a shleima. She wanted a shleikim, and therefore there's amuna pshuta. Amuna is chachomim, though. Richtig? Do you know who this child grew up to be? Habakkuk. And Habakkuk's mantra was, tzadik b'munosa yichye. It's alt a bolt. It was minor, he suffered to them. Close parentheses. Oh, but it's a novi. We read about the novi. Und da kam Rosh Hashanah b'zeh, da kam Rabbi Machlach haktir, so it's a b'zeh. It's a pili ploin. Says the Leshen, Dvorim nifloim ad lemiyoid. He says, Daten Zogin, and this goes against the Arachayim, and against everything we told you until now. But in a way it's more profound. It's not a word in far Kabbalah Sateira vis-a-vis noch Kabbalah Sateira. No, the word is during in the beginning of the Tkufa by Sheni, by Re'olam was Machnis, and these are his words, Oyer Chodosh into the world. The Or Chodosh is the Or of the Chersh Namazgir of Pilpul HaTeira. Rabbi said, I'm getting to what you fellows are involved in. The Or Chodosh of Pilpul HaTeira. Until then, everything was with Meseira. The Novi might have known everything, but we never say a Svara from a Novi. We have no Gemoris B'Shem Neviim. Mefad L'Mechetzi Matir. So if Nishbach HaKoyz, you make a Bar Pekom, but you don't make Kiddush Nochamo. There's no Novi that you find any place in all the Svara HaKdoshim. Because theirs was a different Teira. Same Yudias, but was on Pilpul HaTeira. Pilpul HaTeira was a tkufa that was begun in Bayesheni. Favos, we'll talk about in a few moments. Now, says the Lesha, Dvorin Nifloim, Avad, Devos is an Omel in Teira, is a Shant in the Vriya. But Omel in Teira meant Omel in Pilpul HaTeira. And that tkufa began in Bayesheni. Now, go calibrate and go see all the Gemaras and all the Nevi'im. You heard the Pastutzach. Was up to you. He says a loshin, Asher nirem izeh, shekol sidrei breishis hayamosher biyodom shel elu sheheim falpelim b'teire. Mashaloi nimtze b'doyris harishoinim. These are not my words. These are the words of the Lesha. So I asked Rav Tzalav Ejip once. I was walking with him in the street. I told him the Lesha, the more brings out an Erevin, a fellow's wife was nifter, and he had no money to hire a wet nurse. So he himself, Shnei Dodim came to him, Apines, grew on him, and he nursed his child. And Mora says, Kama Mechua Davazer. You don't find that in Pesach Tainis. By all the Nisim, Seif Pesach Tainis. But my great Rebbe said to me, is Poshit. That man said, Ich bin an Amoritz. And Amoritz is nicht kein Schalti, but the Brie, Poshit. And Mela, do say, it's a Hashini Atev, Hashini in the Brie. Oh, but don't make any mistake. As I mentioned, see, I'm a Falpul in Teire, and on a corresponding level to his Pilpul HaTeira, Verter Ashalit of the Bria. This is the lesson. There's the Taz, the Chaim Volozhiner brings down in Ruach Chaim, that a Isha, her child, is very sick. And she went to the Taz. Doidi HaTaz is brought down. Taz was a relative. Doidi HaTaz. And I want you to be mispal for him. He says, Ver binich, vos binich. And this Isha was no slouch. She says to him, I'm not coming to you, else yourself. Hayois, you are a mefalpel. You are a loimid teire, so you are a shalat on the bria. And it's brought down over there, Gleich, the kid, the fever went away, and he had a refu. This is the Rabbi Yisai. So we have now a neigadik shtickle. Why did Bnei Olam do this? Is Yidua from Kama Vakama, the Rionis in Prague, the Oinig Yontiv, did it save in Kama Vakama Mekoymois, and comrades with a Meirdik essay, Maimon from Navyangel Kamenetsky, in Vayechi, and also in his Agdomata Ovis, that why did Bnei Olam introduce this new Oyer Godel? None of them bring the Leshen, by the way. The Yisoy, they say, as far as that there was a new Ora Torah introduced during Bayesheni. But none of them discussed the Shas that we discussed until today. Agav, the Siv Doseh, Dovah Nifla Adam Yoid, he says, when Yochanan ben Zakkai came to Yavne, he told them, I have good news to tell you. Was? I mean, came to Yavne. Gleich noch in Churban Beis Amigdush. I mean to say they were at a low that you can't get any lower. You had all the Bar Kochva episode. Thousands of Yidden were killed. And blood was flowing in Yerushalayim, in the streets of Yerushalayim. Gleich noch in Kuntavich and Zakei. To Yavne. He was given that, and his first moves was Vos. I have news to tell you. Osid HaTeire Dishtakach Mi Yisrael. As does something to Yidden when they're to brochen. Does something to you when they're to brochen. It wasn't shy to be more broken than they were. Says the Netziv, Dvorin Nifloyim. Vifa Shtetnish, Dvorin Shabbos Kuflam, Cheslik Minkov. Pshad Ez Azoi. Heyois as Mizenuch in Golus, but the Oilam is going to give us the opportunity to be Mefalpul and Teire. Osir HaTeire Lishtakech. Mele, you have to be Mefalpul and Teire. The Hein Hein HaGoyrim. That you'll be able to survive the Golus. If Yankee wants a time like this, he says, if you take a look at the historical in an historical perspective, between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni was 70 years. Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael after 70 years of Golus with the 50,000 chosen. I repeat, the 50,000 chosen of Klal Yisrael. Do you know what his first drosha was? What was Ezra, if I were trying to say such a drosha in Flatbush? That would be my last drosha. What was his first drosha that he gave Klal? To the Sultan of Sham. Rid yourselves of your goyish spouses. Richtig! Zokhav Yankov Kamenevsky. If that was the madrege of the Sultan of Sham of Klal Yisroel, oy vavoy. So Mele Zokhav Yankov. If after 70 years of Golus, this is what happened to our people. If we continue in the Golus, there'll be nothing left by the time the Achlus Yom comes. So Kosh Baruch Hu changed the history of the world bin rega. Instead of going to the Bayis HaAchroin, to Achlus HaYomim, Kosh Baruch Hu brought in Bayis Sheni. And he brings a raya. A murder raya. Yecheskel HaNovi has an architectural design of the Bayis HaOsid. Richtig? It was not employed at all by the Boinim of Bayis Sheni. That entire architectural design was put on the wayside. Number two, Rav Yankov says, the Yerushalmi brings down Hayadua that the Aron was discovered by one of the Pirchei Kahuna in the precincts of the Azorah. And what they do? They killed him. One of the Pirchei Kahuna found it and they killed him. Don't you bring the Aron up. Why not? Its pride of place is in the Azorah. I have Beis Hamikdash. Zog Rav Yankov is Vorm Pshutim. Because this Beis HaMikdash was never meant to be. It's only meant to be a station in our long odyssey of the Golus. But in these 400 years, I'm going to introduce the survival kit for Klal Yisrael in the Golus. Rabbi Yisrael, I repeat, the survival kit of the Klal Yisrael in the Golus. Bayis Sheni was a station, not a destination. And this station, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, he introduced the Inyan of Limud HaTorah. And what 70 years in the Golus almost did annihilate our people in total, now 1948 years in the Golus, Medin like Rav Shleime and these Chaburis, we are growing exponentially. The Oilam HaTeira. After the Churban HaGodol, Shtel Zephor. Rabbi Yisai, there's a Neiradike of Gedalia Shor. He brings down a cryptic medrash. A two-liner. Omar Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yankiv gar v'tzipoy b'dimitzchayim shva esrei shono, v'revi gar v'tzipoyri yud zayim shnin. Yankiv Avinu lived 17 years in Mitzchayim, and I lived 17 years in Tzipoyri. Says of Gedalia Yisrael Teir Pshat. He brings from Kadmon. In the Bechina Maisa V'Shim Labonim, there had to be a tkufa, an error, when Yaakov Avinu lived a life of bliss, because that would be the symbolic reenactment of the Achlus HaYomim. Yaakov had a life of tzoris. He had, when he first was born with Esav, nochta mit Lavan, nochta mit Dina, nochta mit Yosef. He was a life with. So when was there ever a pre-enactment, this microcosm of the Zman of Achlus HaYomim? Say, says the Parshishche, I'll tell you when it was, those 17 years, that Yankov lived in Mitzrayim without the Tzoros of love and the Nesav and Yosef and Dina. That was the symbolic reenactment of Atos Hayom. So we have a guarantee there'll be, in the Bechira Maisa of Simon Abonim, a period of Atos Hayom. Richtig! What's Bechayev? We're going to make it to Atos Hayom. Who says we will retain our fidelity to Yiddishkeit until Atos Hayom, after literally goes? Says Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the oifen just like Yankee was Mechayev be at Kuva Bachas Yomim. I lived 17 years in Tzipori, where I codified the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and I created the survival kit for Kal Yisrael to make it to the end of time. Dvorim Nifloyim Ad Lemiyoy. It's Avosai. What you are doing actually is your involvement in Limud HaTorah B'Iyun is, as mentioned, the only means by which a Yid can survive in the Golus. I want to give you a Rav Schwab, which is riveting. And I want to be Magdim. Rav Schwab wrote these words before the dot-com era. Yankovina saw a Bira, a city which was aflame, fire, light. And he asked, is there a manig Labira Zoo? Whereupon he sits min acharokim, Kosbok said, yeah, ich bin nach der Balabir. Avram Avinu, Kosbok said to Avram, ich bin der Balabir. Dr. Schwab, Rabbi Isai. Avram Avinu was treated to a vista of what's going to be lost in love until the end of time. And he saw the shrekleche batsiv. We're going to call the dot-com era of what Yidden will be forced to face in the Sion Yisachayim. Can there be a Baal Abira to create such a Bira and tell us and he should expect us to be Mekayim it? I mean to say, are we Malochim? Rav Schwab runs Pshat in that Medrash like that. And as I stress, that was before the dot-com era when he was Nifter. Well, that Hitzis HaKadosh Baruch Ben HaKadokim is of Yadich. Ich bin der Baal Abira. I created this and the Sion Yisachayim. And I want you to know that you have a koyach to be mechazik yourselves and to be natzeach on that Nesoyin. And I'm telling you the only way, as Chazal tell us in Masechta Kedushin, is to limud HaTorah b'Iyun. That is the means of survival. That is the only way of survival. There's another Chazal. We're going to end with two more little pieces. Chazal tell us in Masechta Sanhedrin, I can understand it's zelu mazel mida connected mida. Where does Torah come in? And by say, I'll tell you where Torah comes in. I have a fellow, Mike Coyle, at night when he walks in to the Beis Medrash, he says, I have now entered the domain of happy land. When we're involved in the Gemara and we put ourselves into Limud HaTorah we start to sign, there's no greater source of Simchas HaChaim than that. Beis HaChaim Voshen is up. Halavai my Olam Havo should be my gear to my Rebbe the Goyim's Olam Hazeh. Let's make no mistake. The Zman Vikas and Mashiach, like we are going through now, is difficult. For the heart, for the emotions. College campuses are hoping to find the Klal Yisrael. The Goyim all around the entire world with the DBS, whatever you call it. Mezetach the sin in the Shaykh, or to make proclamations that we have no Shaykh to Harabayis. False. The Shaykh aggressors and it's aggravated. Obviously, an elixir, there's a refuah for them aggravation. How a Yid have the koichos to misoishesh and make it through the goals. Kumsum beis medrish. It's a utopian existence. Whilst we are in beis medrish, hearing Hazal HaTeiris, like we just was eichet to hear. Ma yasa od mi yinot zvichev le Mashiach. My Teire, avad tut chesed, that's the midah keneged midah. But as far as being able to survive, I hear this land Teire, the cop is under a cop. It's like cop is in a hajba, listen hearing the news every 10 seconds, what's going on in the belt. That's our survival. We enter happy land. There is no talking about the Ninyonim. Rabbi Isai, many years ago, my chavrus, whose name is Issa Zalman Kotler, flapping with chavruses, told me a mice and nifle that happened with him and his father of Shnei Zechrein Lezocha. Rabbi Isai, this mice is worth calling Kuloy. I have yet to say this mice in America, by the way. I've never said over here. I don't know why. So I was in Israel just now. I just came back 2 days ago. And I remember the mice. I said over here, I spoke over here someplace, and I'm telling it to you now. Rav Shneur went with his son, Rav Zalman, who was a boch at the time, to visit Rav Shah. And as they're talking with him, into the room comes Chaim. Chaim is the second son of Meir Tzvi Bergman. And Rav Shach says out a blurb, "Das ist mein Chaim Pinsman. This is my Chaim Pinsman." Rav Shneur gives a smirk and a smile, and Islam based Gornish was Tutzach, and he leaves the room. The Bacha leaves the room, and Rav Shneur finishes his visit with Rav Shach, and then he leaves. And Islam asks his father, Evelyn's Ta, what did Dor Shiva mean? Shneur says, the Mishpacha weiß from the Maise. Was? The Mishpacha knows. Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman had a first son, and was named after his side. His side, his father, whoever it might have been. Second son was the first Einikul that Rav Shach was able to have a name on his side. He learned, his fetter was Rav Zalman. He learned by Mitzvah Leponavija. He learned by the Alter von Slabodke. I mean to say, I got Groyser Rebbes. Biskurov, I don't know if it was a lot of basic Nish, I don't know the story, but I got Groyser Rebbes. Chaim Pinsman was a balabos who lived in Kletsk. Vos. Says Rav Shneur, I'd weiß nicht Rav Shach. This Chaim Pinsman was 70 years old. He never cracked a book in his life. I say crack a book, I mean never even opened the cover of a sefer in his entire life. Not because he opened it, but he never understood what was garnished. When he was 70 years old, he was machlet ichdaf ebes ton. He closed his business and he sat and learned. He went to Eretz Yisrael and he was niftu when he was 91 years old. 91 years old. And they found what he left over, Heftalach, Machbehot, books, of Chidushei Teda, that he was mechadish last 20 years of his life. Rav Shach said, I'm afraid, he told his daughter and told his son-in-law, that I'm going to get old, and I'm going to become shvach, and perhaps my koiches will wane, and I'll say to myself, as Blazer, Shoin Genug, you can't be mechadish anymore. Shoin Elterchke, Beshvachinke. You can't anymore. It's not Shaykh Matzias. I want to have always in front of me a source of chizit that even when I'm old, I will never ever say to myself these words or have these feelings that Blazer, Shoin Genug, can't Spanish, Ton, you can't do more. Rav Shach asked his daughter, please name your son after Chaim Pinsman Abalabos from Kletsk. But it will be a source of chizik to myself, so be it. Das ist ein Mochen Rav Shach. As if the avasat teichen dem meisen. You show a gvir, a piece of holz, a piece of wood, et tracht showing, how could I make money out of it? Das ist gvir. Rav Shach, show him, epes azach, wie kann ich machen noch avasat teichen von das? Rabbi Yisai, your involvement, you know, just to show you, agav, some say, Zalen, Asach, don't get me wrong, but I want to bring out a point. Do you know that the Maisa with Roch, Rav Chaim Shlomo, is not printed? It's told someone who told me, it's not printed. Kabbal Sabur, he says, he wrote off his book, and his son, we know that, for 24 years. And then when they came to Atoris to Dovin, so what did he say? If you'd have known Mishnah Achas, would you have written them all? No. The Rav Chaim Kofet Akasha. Where did Rochel get such an avasat teira that she should want to live a life of penury? In a barn with a straw mat. After living a life of opulence. Who was her Rebbe in avasat teira? Says Rav Chaim Shulevitz to this fellow who told me, Poshe, in the top. You see, here was when he was matter than ever. And we say it's Golnish that Mishneh. Let's have 7 of it's Golnish. Noch Abon and Abon to Noch Atas, Noch Atoysvis. A Mishneh. He wouldn't have written all 24 years. Rochel's Avas Ateros from the Tatego. Fein Mishneh. He would have written them off. Choshuv. Choshvat Lebioid. Rabbi Yisai, Weisach in the Chazanish Stub, They used to say, Avram Yeshaya, Shisha Mas Bataira, Avram Yeshaya, Shisha Mas Bataira, Efleg Lernen, Shisha Mas Bataira, Bataira, for etliche Wochen, ein Mishnah. So the kinderlich fleg sich tanzen und singen, Avram Yeshaya, Shisha Mas Bataira, yeah, Bataira. We have no right to in any which way mitigate the chesh von Ablat Gemorre. Ablat, Al Yashiv spent 7 years on the Sittah Vayda Zohar. That'll come out to Ablat a week. 7 years on the Sittah Vayda Zohar. I know. That's good Lador. What you are doing, just in Chazohar, Rabbi Yisai, number one is your survival. In this bitter Alanga goes. Depends upon pilpul ha-teire. V'akadosh baruch hu chodi v'pilpul ha-teire. K'ro hod eich lieb. Had lieb dein avasa, dein pilpul ha-teire. That's number one. Number two, it's a way of survival, of getting rid of the metach, the lachatzim, that we have on a day in our daily lives. You come to the world of teire, to the abode of this room, where you have your chabura, and you're oisik in a gemor rashi in toisvis. What it does for you, it metamorphosizes your whole metzius, that now you're in an oilam achi lagamri. Number three, do not ever give up. Do not ever say to yourself, I'm too old, or I've been there, I've done that. It's not for me. Rav Shach says, Chaim Pinsman, moichiach isonu. The balabos Chaim Pinsman. Kommt zum Sorgen, es ist nicht das. And if Shach wanted to use him as a source of Chizik, and if we gebeten seine Tochter, give him the name Chaim. Rabbi Yisai, you have no better Rebbe, no better mentor. His Abbas HaTeire is exuberant, es verschickete Beteire. Rav Gifter once said to me, Meisha, did you see this Toysvis? I said, yeah, I seen the Toysvis. Du hast nicht gesehen dem Toysvis. I said, Rabbi, ich habe gesehen. Ich sehe nicht, als du es geboren verschickert über dem Toysvis. So, wie Herr Joysvis nicht verschickert über dem Toysvis, du hast nicht gesehen dem Toysvis. Toysvis, Teure ist bekoyach, zu bechei sein und einem Beiben machen einen Mensch schicke den Ganzen. That's a koyach of Teure. Sollte ihr solche sein, aber ich sage, to continue doing what you're doing. This is what Bayri Eilam wants. He wants Liban HaTeire BePilpul HaTeire. And this was introduced to us according to the legend of Bayesheni as a means of survival in the Golos. And there are many manifestations which times do not allow us yet now to describe to you and discuss with you how it is our means of survival. How many times we would say to ourselves, what am I going to do now in my house? What am I going to involve myself in? There are other things people involve themselves in because they are bored. They don't have anything meaningful to involve themselves in. Aber jeden Jahr sagen, ich will werden nach Chaim Pinsman. Iberlosen, mach Beiräus von Chidushe Teire. Iberlosen, Iberschreiben als Teitle, und Iberschreiben, die Masche Mische Boile kam, mit Talmude bei Yodoi, es ist ein neugierdiger Mascho, Pshat, ein tiefer Pshat. Menschen nicht verstehen. You know what the word is? If Talmude was bei Yodoi, so you have a Gesser Kinyan in the Teire that you wrote. That's the word. That's the word, Talmude bei Yodoi, a Chidushe Teire. If you write Teire, Chaim always used to say, "Azoy the noggle is makiv gaman a chalif." Right? You can't see it. A chalif of a shoychit. The noggle, your nails makiv the begam. Azoy is the pen makiv gaman a svore. As beschreibtach, vet an andre havone. So what's wrong if you write over a stipler? You'll end up with a gresher havone in the stipler. On the biches avron. On the shlomis alman orbach. That's the asher involved in talmud the biyodoi. As beschreibtach azach vet anish in kopin ganzen. May you be Zeicher, Rabbi Yisai. Continue to be Zeicher. This Kibbutz Ketana, that I call in Godel Yihye, to become more and more involved in Amelus B'Teire. And then, we can say in a Feich, what Rav Chaim V'Lozhin has said, Lagabe Zan Greise Rebbe, as, Agav V'Chigeb, Shem the Vishnitsa, the Friedrich Vishnitsa. He said, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chere Glam Mabo. Richtig, Tos Stam Klal Yisrael. But there was such an Omer B'Teire, that individual is an Omer B'Teire, Yeshai Sayer Mazen Sayer Mabo. We're talking about giving you Oilam Hazer, Rabbi Yisrael. Forget back in Oilam Habo. In the meantime, may you be Zoyche to continue in this Chabura. There's no greater Geschmack than Liman HaTeire, Geschmack Kovit Shiyuhim. A Geschmack Rashba, whatever you're learning, Beyer now. Ah, Beyer, the Shaykh in the world. Taka Birchas Avraham, but you have over there neugendike Rans, meugendike Rans mit Balamoz and Mohammed, neug in the world. Shame and take it apart. May you be zeuche. This kvutze ktana, to become a big kvutze, Bezos Yisborach, for Limud HaTorah, and the good news is, to the extent that we're Isaac and people HaTorah, thus alone with zeuche sein, with Mal'al zeuche sein, to be as girl tzedek.
Hartiga, Yashikayach, Hashem, everyone who's here, to the Rav, Rav Moshe Scheinemann, and to Rav Shlomo Gottesman. If anyone would like to put the name so we could contact you in the future regarding if you want to join Daf Shavua, it doesn't even have to be on the premises together where the bulk of the crowd is, it could be anywhere. If you want to have email, if you want to be on the email list or whatever it is, something like that. Contact information, phones, addresses, there's a papers outside that you can write your names on. Thank you.